Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Learn Something in English. My name is Caro and I'm a little sick, so I'm sorry for my voice. Today we have a very interesting episode. We'll discuss the fascinating topic of habits. So habits are a key part of our daily lives, and they are the routines, the behaviors that we engage in without much thought, and sometimes even without realizing it. For example, I know I will get up in the morning, wash my face, put on sunscreen, have breakfast. I don't think about it. I just do it because it's part of my routine, it's a part of my habits. So we will talk about this, and also I got the inspiration because I'm reading a very interesting book. Maybe you've heard about it. It's called Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's an amazing book. I haven't finished it yet, but I really love it and I'm very inspired now to talk about this topic. So, why are habits important in our lives? They are a part of our lives because they help us to be more efficient and save mental energy. When we engage in a habitual behavior, our brain doesn't have to spend as much effort on decision making and focus, and this frees up mental resources that we can use for other things. Now, the question is, how do habits form in the first place? Like, how do we create habits? Right? So let's say I want to have the good habit of running every morning or reading for 1 hour every day. How do I start that? How do I create this habit to be not just a temporary habit? Well, habits are formed through a process called habit formation, what is very obvious. And this process involves three key components: a cue, a routine, and a reward. So first of all, the cue is a trigger that tells our brain to automatically engage in a certain behavior. For example, the cue of seeing a candy bar might trigger the habit of reaching for it. The routine is the actual behavior that we engage in. So in the example of the candy bar, the routine will be grabbing and eating the candy bar. And the reward might be the taste of the candy or the feeling of satisfaction that comes from eating it. So this is how a habit is formed. Yeah, so again, the cue, the routine, and the reward. Now, once a habit is formed, can it be changed? Yes. In fact, changing habits is a crucial part of personal growth and development. So to change a habit, we need to identify the cue and the reward that are driving the behavior and then change the routine. For example, if we want to change the habit of eating candy bars whenever we see them, we might change the routine by choosing a healthier snack instead. So to change a habit, we need to identify the cue and reward and then change the routine. What if we want to form a new habit? Well, we can use the same process of habit formation. First, we need to identify a cue and a reward that will motivate us to engage in the desired behavior. Then we need to make a plan for the routine that we will follow. For example, if we want to form the habit of exercising every morning, like I said, running every morning, we might set a cue of waking up at the same time every day and a reward of feeling energized and accomplished. Then we can make a plan for our routine, such as doing a quick workout in the morning before starting our day, or listening to our favorite artist while we're running. And it's really interesting how this actually works when you want to create a new habit. And now I want to give you some extra tips to start this, yeah? So start small, right? When starting a new habit, it's important to start with small steps and build up gradually. Because if I say I want to run 20 kilometers this week, it might be a little too much, and then I'll get frustrated because it is too much for me. So start small. This will help you to avoid overwhelming yourself and increase the chances of success. So if I say, okay, today I'm gonna run for 5 minutes, it seems super easy, do it. Start with 5 minutes. Tomorrow, run 8 minutes. Next day, 10 minutes, and so on. That's tip number one. The next tip is to make a plan. Yeah, it is important to have a clear plan for how you will incorporate a new habit in your routine. And this might involve setting specific goals, establishing a regular time for the habit, and making a plan for overcoming any potential obstacles. Let's say you want to start running, then you can plan it. You can say, okay, I'm going to start running every morning at 8 a.m. with my dog or with my friend in this area for 10 minutes. Something that is also very important is to track your progress. So keeping track of your progress can help to motivate you and keep you on track. You can use a journal, a planner, you can use your phone, a habit tracker app to record your progress and celebrate kind of your success. And my last tip is to be patient and persistent. Changing habits takes time and effort, and there will likely be setbacks along the way. It is important to be patient and persistent and to keep trying even when you face challenges. And with dedication and effort, you can successfully start and maintain good habits. I've seen this, for example, with German. I have this habit of having lessons every day. And sometimes it's really hard for me. I'm tired in the morning. I have a lot of things to do. But I think, okay, this is my learning habit. I need to do it, even if it's hard. So I will have German lessons every day. And I try to think about the benefits and how this new habit that I'm forming, it's actually going to be very positive in my life. It's gonna have a good impact in my self-esteem, in my way of communicating with people. And yeah, just wanted to share the steps with you, and hopefully they will help you create a learning routine, or maybe in any aspect of your life you can use these steps because they really work. And yeah, that's all. I hope you have a lovely week and see you next time. Bye.